You're listening to SBS News.
The United States is expected to fall short of President Joe Biden's commitment to shipping 80 million COVID-19 vaccine doses abroad by the end of June. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says deliveries have been delayed due to U.S. and recipient countries' legal, logistical, and regulatory requirements.
This is a Herculean logistical challenge, and we've seen that as we've begun to implement. So, as we work with countries, we need to ensure that there's safety and regulatory information is shared. Some supply teams need needles, syringes, and alcohol pads. Transportation teams need to ensure that there are proper temperature storage, prevent breakage, and ensure the vaccine immediately clears customs. So this has not, as you all know, been done before. Sometimes it's even language barriers that occur as we're working to get these doses out to countries.
White House officials have announced new plans for sharing the shots globally. 60 million doses are going to the Global COVAX Vaccine Sharing Alliance, and 20 million are being directed to specific partners. So far, fewer than 10 million doses have been shipped around the world, including 2.5 million doses just delivered to Taiwan and about 1 million doses delivered to Mexico, Canada, and South Korea earlier this month. India's capital, New Delhi, has reopened bars, restaurants, and parks as it eased restrictions after observing over 2 months of strict lockdown to curb the coronavirus. Several Indian states are easing restrictions as the wave of coronavirus infections appears to abate. Health Ministry data shows New Delhi reported only 89 COVID-19 cases and 11 deaths in the past 24 hours, the lowest in almost a year. Since the easing of restrictions, crowds have spilled onto the streets and marketplaces, threatening another spike in infections. India is now offering free COVID-19 vaccinations for all adults, although the country's vaccine rollout has faced acute shortages and people have been hesitant. Solicitor Ronak Sahai says free vaccines are a golden opportunity to defeat the virus.
This is a disease in which many people have lost their lives. So if the government has taken an initiative to get people vaccinated, and moreover now it's free of cost, as you can check, there are a lot of people here who are waiting to get vaccinated. So it's a golden opportunity for each one of us so that we get vaccinated.
More than 280 million COVID-19 vaccine doses have been administered across the country, and about 5% of Indians have had both doses. A leading epidemiologist in the U.S. has supported a study indicating that COVID-19 may have appeared in the United States earlier than the documented infection. A study by the National Institutes of Health shows first infections appeared in the United States as early as December of 2019. The study is based on 24,000 blood samples that were collected at the beginning of 2020. Dennis Carroll is a former director of the U.S. Agency for International Development's Pandemic Influenza and Other Emerging Threats Unit. He says the data matches findings by other countries.
This is consistent also with reports that we've seen from Europe and even other reports from the U.S. that suggest an earlier circulation of this virus prior to the initial identified one at the end of January.
Dr. Carroll has called for stronger global vaccination plans.
I would hope that the United States could join with China and other countries to really put forward a global strategy that we all work together on to make these vaccines available to everyone.
Russia's government has described its coronavirus situation as difficult and says it's deteriorating rather than getting better. Russia reported nearly 18,000 new COVID-19 cases on Sunday, including over 8,000 in Moscow, taking the official national tally since the pandemic began to 5.3 million cases. The government coronavirus task force says nearly 130,000 people have died of coronavirus-linked causes. Moscow residents, however, don't seem worried. This resident suggests antibody tests should be conducted to determine if a person should be vaccinated or not.
First of all, everybody needs to do antibody tests and only then think about the vaccine. We did it yesterday and discover that we have enough number of antibodies, so I don't see any point in wearing masks and gloves. I think it would be better if everybody can just have antibody tests for free. That would be cool.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov says that isn't an option.
You know that different people have a different dynamic of antibody production, but revaccination is inevitable as a vaccination. As for analyses, it's an expensive pleasure, but there are no discussions about making this pleasure free, or I don't know about it.
According to the Johns Hopkins University COVID-19 tally, there have been over 178.6 million coronavirus infections, resulting in 3.86 million deaths around the world. Over 2.6 billion people have been vaccinated. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.